Blog Talk Radio.
Want to thank everyone for calling and listening in to today's show. Also want to apologize. We're having a few technical issues over here trying to get onto the show today. So we do apologize to everyone that was waiting patiently. Now, today you are listening to Are You Cursed, Crossed, Possessed, or Hexed? And this is your host, Reverend Adam. Waiting to see here if I can get the queue going correctly. Still looks like the queue is not working properly, so can't see everybody on here. Give me one moment. And we will begin the show momentarily soon as we can get this underway. So, sorry for the dead ear here. Just trying to make sure we get past the technical issues today. All right, and there we go. All right, it does look like we have the queue loaded correctly. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we have any callers in the queue as of right now. I do apologize for that. If it's because I was late getting onto the show. Technical issues today, but we want to thank everyone for calling in. This show has been dedicated now to Are You Cursed, Crossed, Possessed, or Hexed? This is about helping people out there who are suffering from negative vibrations, blockages, different issues within their day-to-day lives that may be caused by powers outside of their own. You know, this could be curses. This could be things where people have put the evil eye on you. This could be things where you may be possessed or followed by demonic activity. So that's what we're here on this particular segment for, is to help you overcome and understand what it is to be going through what is called spiritual warfare. Now, spiritual warfare is obviously when you are under attack by spiritual means. And for those of you that would like to call into today's show and talk about what you may be going through, the call-in number is 323-642-1694. Once more, that is 323-642-1694. Now, on today's show, once more, I wanted to do a prayer to Saint Michael, the Archangel, to help protect us during this time and to help our travels going forward. So we're going to do that prayer, and Saint Michael's prayer is something you can use on a daily basis, along with whatever spiritual practices you are currently doing, okay, to help instill that protection within your life. Now, St. Michael's prayer is, St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Now, sometimes you may not feel comfortable with certain prayers, or you might feel that it goes against your faith. Every faith, every culture has been known to have a prayer for protection. And if you really feel comfortable with your own faith and your own culture, all you have to do is ask your minister or your spiritual leaders, or look it up online. Look it up for what prayers are within your faith, within your culture, that you are comfortable using that are for protection. Anything really works, but at the end of the day, it is the power, the and the energy that you put into that prayer that really gives it that oomph. If you do a prayer for protection with passion, you're going to be pretty well protected. If you do a prayer just for that protection but with no passion, there's not going to be that much protection there, because our passion gives our prayers energy. Our passion gives our choices in our spiritual path the energy behind them to go forward, to give them that momentum. Okay, you know, someone who is praying from the heart is going to be listened by spirit to a lot more and a lot quicker than someone who's praying from the ego or praying from a place of, you know, no gratitude, praying from a place of no true emotion. And emotion is a very powerful tool. It could be a good tool, and it could be a bad tool. And so many times we have people that use it for both in this world. We have a lot of people that use it for bad in this world. And that's what we see a lot of times, is people using emotion as a bad means or tool to help control and to manipulate situations. But you don't see as much of the good people out there. And trust me, there's just as many that actually use emotion as a good tool, use it to help others, use it to expand their spiritual awareness, their spiritual consciousness. But one core thing is, if you use that emotion with passion, you use that emotion with true energy, true emotion, okay, and you use it for the greater good, you're going to be in a higher vibration, and that keeps negative energy off of you. And there are cases where you may need professional help. It looks like we have our co-host calling in. Hello, Lolita.
Hey, how's it going? We finally got everything together?
Yep, we got everything together. Finally, just a problem trying to load the queue to get my host number to log in, but we got everything going. And now we're on here waiting on callers.
Okay. I know on my end it's not really logging on either, so I wasn't sure if it was just Blog Talk or not.
Yeah, sometimes Blog Talk, because there's so many shows that go on during prime time, and we schedule this for prime time, sometimes those shows that are going on, it overloads the system and the servers, and then when it overloads the servers, it becomes harder to load our dashboards and our studios so we can actually see what's going on there.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good.
Yeah. So we were talking, I was just talking to our listeners about how emotion is a strong tool for both negative and positive, and how we have the different groups of people that use it for both.
Yes, definitely. Yep, I totally agree with you on that.
Yep. And then before that, we were discussing how every faith has some kind of prayer for protection. And it's really kind of cool when you look at it, because many faiths have many different types of similarities here. And it looks like we have a caller.
All right.
Are you with me, Lolita?
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, wonderful. All right. Our first caller is 111-111. Hello, caller.
Hi,
you are now live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. Thank you. My question is, I was wondering what you were picking up around either new employment or some sort of increased abundance.
Okay. Well, the thing is that this particular, I'll go ahead and answer that for you, but this particular show is just for, you know, if a person is crossed, cursed, hexed, or possessed. And the other show that we have, Psychic Talk Radio, that is for general questions. And, of course,
oh, well,
every once in a while we get a person asking a question. We'll see a blockage there, and we say, hey, you know, reach out through a private reading or, you know, come on the other show and we can try and help you out. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Now your question was about financial well-being and career, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let me go ahead and tune in and tap into that. And, you know, just because of the theme of the show, we're going to see if anything is blocking you there spiritually.
Well, actually, when you told me the theme of the show, I was actually going to ask you that as well. So that's perfect.
Okay, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. So hold on one moment as I tune in. And what was your first name again?
Trish.
Trish. Okay, wonderful. So, Okay, so what I do get here is that, yes, you will achieve a job. However, maintaining or a career, I do see the money and all that coming. However, maintaining and keeping something has been difficult, especially in today's world. Energetically, I do see that there has been a hindrance. Now, I'm not going to call it a complete block because it cannot completely stop you, but I do see a hindrance that has been there, and that hindrance is jealousy. Okay, someone at an older position, somewhere where you were before, this is in the past, but someone that was around you in the past may even still be somewhat connected to you. I'm not sure about that, but maybe. I do know that someone put the jealousy on you. Now, what this is usually called in the spiritual world is the evil eye. Someone put the evil eye on you, and that can create difficulties in achieving work. Now, this person, I believe, was someone that you ended up working with in the past or someone that was around your job area. It could have been a coworker, it could have been a customer, could have been anybody in the job-related sector, okay? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Now I've got 2 1-1-1-1-1s on this show, so I was like, wait a minute, are you calling in twice? So this is where, you know, you have a bit of an evil eye, which makes things difficult that's around the situation on you, but it's not impossible to remove for sure. And the evil eye is a lighter form of negative energy, so it's not going to block it. It's just going to make it difficult. Now, mind you, in today's world, it's very difficult, even with MBAs and everything else, it's very difficult to get a job, especially a career, because we are in such a competitive world right now, okay? And the economy, the way it is. But this is going to make it even more difficult. So I feel like it's been a while now that you've been trying to make this change. So what kind of blockages have you really been sensing, or how do you feel this has taken form in your life?
Some of the jobs that I thought I was very qualified for, I somehow don't get called on.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So what I do suggest is, one, you're going to do a salt bath, okay, once a week for about 2 to 3 weeks. And the salt bath is where you take about a half a cup of salt, and you put that in a full, warm bathtub of water, dissolve it up in there, and make sure you soak for about, you know, 15 minutes each time. And you visualize all that negativity, all those blockages coming off of you, okay? And one thing we can do in the process of our development and keeping ourselves protected and cleaned spiritually is also going through our own personal healings. Whatever issues, whatever triggers we have, whatever things from our traumatic past, our childhood, these are things that we need to heal. The more we heal these, the more we raise our vibration. The more we raise our vibration, the more we become protected spiritually, okay? Because dark energy can only reach so high. So
right.
I do suggest you reach out to me privately, and we can do a little bit further of a reading. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I wanted to validate also. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. She's here.
Did she drop off? She's here. Okay. So the angel card actually pulled
off.
Okay, well, she's listening. The angel card that I did pull out was Archangel Francisca, and her message to her was, what do you deserve right now? Visualize it, and it will come about. Negativity will block your progress. So whatever you were telling her was probably is on point because it came out in this reading. But
all right. Take the next call.
Okay. Okay. Next caller. Next caller is also 111111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please describe your situation to us, your name, and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Jane. I'm calling from Canada.
Yes, hello, Jane. And why are you calling into, are you cursed, crossed, hexed, or possessed?
Well, I feel very blocked in the work area. I don't know if is there anyone you can pick up that's behind this, I feel there's someone that's blocking me in this company.
Okay. Let me tune in now. And what did you say your name was?
It's Jane.
Jane. Okay, wonderful, Jane. I'm going to take a moment to tune into that answer. Lolita, if you're getting anything, you can feel free to go ahead.
Okay. Not a problem. Give me one second here.
Yeah. Jane, the first thing that I am getting, as Lolita is trying to also tune in right now, I am getting that there's not just a block in your financial life, but I'm seeing that there was a block in your love life, and there's a lot that still needs to be healed because there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of hurt there, and it's like, you were betrayed. So I'm trying to now ask you, what are you experiencing in the love life that I feel like, there's also a block there?
Yeah, there's a block there too. That's another area of my life that I'm blocked.
Yes. One of the messages coming through is, of course, before I get to the meat and potatoes of the situation, I'm beating around the vegetables right now because I'm trying to get the small details out of the way first, if you get my drift. Okay. I'm feeling that the first message, a part of the vegetables in this, is that you've got to love yourself more. Right now is the time to focus on your self-love and loving yourself and mastering yourself and bringing up that, I don't want to say self-esteem, but bringing up that confidence, okay?
Yeah.
That's what the vegetables are right now. And then the betrayal has happened on numerous occasions, this is a repetitive pattern. It's happened over and over again. And I'm feeling a part of this is also due to some of the history within your own family and the mother and the father. So I'm feeling like, okay, there's something there that hasn't quite been healed, something there that hasn't quite been cleared and cut and all of that. But then I'm also getting a very specific situation here, okay? Someone was in your life romantically, and you guys were doing well, and it was going well. But then all of a sudden, okay, nothing was going right, and the communication was totally off. And this person, it was like they dropped off the face of the planet, and every once in a while you might hear something or you might get a response or, whatever. But all of a sudden it really changed dramatically, and there was a person that came along and actually stole them. And this person was someone from their past. Not maybe their distant past at that situation, but someone from their recent past who came in and stole them, and someone that had a lot of jealousy towards you and actually put something on you, not just the evil eye, but put something on you. This was done on purpose, okay?
Wow.
Now, jealousy, sometimes people don't know that they get the evil eye through jealousy, but this person, they intentionally were doing harm. And they were trying to steal him from you. They were trying to take this lover from you, okay?
Yeah.
And they try to hinder you in that one area. And then I'm seeing the financial blockage because there's not mm-hmm. someone in your path with your career that has necessarily tried to specifically block you. Of course, there's people that didn't like you, and that gave you a little bit of an evil eye here. But there was people that specifically, harmed you and your family. And it's not just you. It's your family also. So I'm trying to figure out who the enemy of your family was.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And because what they're saying is that it transferred from family. The financial blockage transferred from family.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at right now is I would actually, I am not a doctor here, but I'm a spiritual practitioner. So as a spiritual practitioner, I would suggest or prescribe a spiritual technique. Right? Okay. So what I would prescribe in this case is a little bit heavier than what you can handle on your own. You're going to need a thorough cleansing. Okay? You're going to need to get this mojo off of you. And, you need it done professionally. Now, there will be homework that you have to do, like a salt bath and maybe make yourself a bath tea out of some sage and rosemary and thyme, okay, which are very good spiritual herbs. And maybe even add a little bit of garlic in there because that helps to remove negativity. I know it stinks, but it's well worth it. But what you're going to need is some spiritual help to get this done, because what is on you is a little bit heavier, and that's not going to come off so easily. That needs to come off. And then I would not only prescribe getting that removed, but getting some work done to help restore the blessings and to open up the road again, because when that road has been blocked for so long, what happens is it clutters up. It gets so cluttered up that when you open the door, nothing really comes through, right? So you need to kind of clear the path. You need to open the road, as we call it, in order to have those blessings once more flow back in. So we would first start with removing what is bad there, and then we would open up the gateway. And the third portion of that is really what's included with all sets of work. You have to do a protection at the end, and you have to do a sealer, so that way nothing bad can come back and actually create the same situation over again.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm going to let Lolita take over, and then I'll give you my information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the three cards that I actually pulled up for you were Archangel Vanessa. To make your decision, ask yourself, which way brings me closer to my divine purpose? Which way takes me away from it? Archangel Francisca, say, what do you desire right now? Visualize it, and it will come about. Negativity will block your progress. So that's another validation of what Adam was stating. And then I have Archangel Serafina. I am the angel of families. A happy change or addition is coming to your family. So these are your messages from your angels.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. So what I would like to do is give you my information directly so you can reach out directly to me, and we could talk further about what the plan would be and what that would all entail. Do you have a pen and paper that you can use?
I do.
Wonderful. I'm going to give you my direct phone number. That's going to be 443.
Okay.
319.
Okay.
3366.
Okay.
Okay. And I would suggest, because we want to get things moving and on the ball game right away, we don't want to wait too long, okay?
Okay.
And according
thank
to
you
the
so
cards
much.
That Lolita's getting, we're getting a confirmation there.
Yeah. Wow. So it goes back to family, you're saying. Something to do with
the
family.
Yep. It's definitely a transference from family. You know, what we call it is a kind of energy transference or karmic transference. And in this case, generational curses, hexes, and crossings and jinxes can also transfer via family. When two parents create a child, what happens is you get a little bit of the energy from both parents. So whatever vibrational frequency those parents are at that time will also transfer into the creation of the child.
Okay.
Or into the child, as we say. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
oh,
wow. You know, this is something a little bit older. This is something a little bit, you know, out there. Now, I do see there was a time where you were succeeding, but you weren't able to keep it. You weren't able to hold on to it, and it's not your own doing. There was something else going on, something else at hand, okay? So we can talk about that more later, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you both.
Bye.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye. Namaste.
Good night.
Namaste.
Good night.
All right. And thank you, Lolita, for joining us today on today's show and helping out with those callers there. We don't have any more callers in the queue. Would you like to add anything?
No, I mean, knowing that, you know, people really need to understand that energy can be transferred over, and, you know, if we don't do karmic cleansing from the past or present, there's always going to be some type of blockages no matter what, because it's energy. And if you don't have spiritual practice every month to cleanse yourself, then you're most likely going to have something around you.
Oh, yes. Very true. Okay. So, yeah, we really want to talk about awareness spiritually, and then we'll go ahead and end the show. We don't really have any other callers at this time. Or wait one moment, maybe. No, this one I don't believe has. Okay. Well, anyway, we want to talk about spiritual awareness. And we want to talk about why spiritual awareness is so important. And looks like we just got another caller. All right, we'll get to that in a little bit. Next caller is 857. Hello, caller. You were live and on air. You were listening to Are You Cursed, Crossed, Possessed, or Hexed? And this is your host, Lolita and Adam. How can we help you today? Please state your name and what you're going through.
Boy. I'm telling you, it's been a while with you two.
Is this Jackie?
Okay.
Girl, Lolita, I haven't talked to you and Adam in such a long time. I think it's been a couple of years now.
Wait, you're from Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
No, Boston. Right? This is when?
Boston. I know. I'm trying to figure out the state up that way. Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who
here?
Is it?
This is Gwen. We go, oh, my gosh. It's been a couple of years now.
Oh, Gwen.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Has been on.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's so cool. Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. Oh, my gosh. So, Lita, how are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here in my ice cream shop. Helping Adam do the show while he's at the house. Yeah.
This is good. This is good.
Yeah, what's
good
with you?
Oh, my boy. I'm telling you. Life is good, though.
Tell me the work situation.
Life
I think
good.
We left off at and what's going on?
You know, I'm actually, work has been good. Work has been good. But there is a little bit of an issue. I don't know if it's an issue, but there is a woman there at the job place that I'm just not, I'm not feeling good about. I feel it in my gut. And I feel I feel ashamed about what comes up in me when I'm around her. Well, when she comes around me, and I don't think I just don't think this way. But it doesn't come from my head. I hear it, which is strange. I hear it from my gut.
Okay, so how do you feel when you're around her? What does she represent to you?
I get nauseous. And I gotta get away. I say, oof. But there's just something, and I hear the word dirty.
Okay.
Her name is Jackie.
And I just said Jackie earlier. You didn't hear me, did you? Did you hear me?
No.
I did.
When I said I thought you were Jackie, and I said Jackie earlier.
Oh,
how weird.
Yeah, that is weird. You know, as I've tuned in now to Jackie and the energy for you, the Jackie that you're speaking of here, this is no good energy, okay? This one is a definite, definite, we're getting black magic, okay? And this woman, she's got them evil eyes, and I'm not talking about the evil eye you get from jealousy. I mean, you look at her eyes and you can see evil in them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
the poison
that comes from her mouth. She's slick like the snake. She'll say something.
Oh my god.
But she means something else.
Oh my god.
Can I intervene for 1 second?
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
So the card that just flew out of my hands, and I was going to say this to you, Archangel Grace and Antoinette, to help heal the situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. So no matter what that person is doing or going through, always understand that we are a person of light. When you feel nauseous, the power of love can outweigh the healing within you and also help that other person. Always be compassionate, no matter how anyone is. It's because their soul is going through that, and we don't have a right to judge or say anything else. So knowing that you know that now, you just automatically be the light and do not go down to that level.
Lead by example.
Always be the person in the light and just be closer, because you may end up healing her one day by you just smiling. Mm. So instead of going into an anxiety mode, you need to just be radiating with love and smile, and it doesn't matter. It's like being in the elevator when you walk in. I'm this person that walks in the elevator, and I'll just say hello to everyone, good morning. Everyone's like in a bad mood. Well, it's not my issue if they're in a bad mood, but my presence being there and saying hello can automatically shift someone's perception.
Right. True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very.
But
very,
you can continue very, because there may be some work that needs to get done. So go ahead.
Yeah, there's definitely work that needs to be done on this one. Okay. You know a few tricks already, but what we're looking at is heavy here. Okay. And what Lolita is talking about is leading by example, and that's wonderful because you cannot show weakness to this one. You cannot show weakness.
No.
At all. You have to show strength. And you have to show strength through unconditional love and happiness, okay?
Yes.
Unconditional is your key word, unconditional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do not lose that key word in this translation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're going to need to do is we're going to need, you're trying to talk about, okay, let's get to the meat and potatoes now. You're going to need, okay, you're going to need a lot of protection, but right now she's put something on you. She's trying to get rid of you, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
that.
She's trying to bring you down. She wants everybody beneath her, and that's not going to happen, okay?
See,
but she has put something on you, and it's
going
to attack you at night. Uh-huh, go ahead.
I have to tell you this, is that I sense that because there is someone there She likes all the attention. She's very, mm-hmm. she wants all, everybody's attention, especially the attention of the men. She wants all their attention. And with her, it's like she's got to be the biggest, the baddest, the bombest. You know, she's got to be the most beautiful, the most sexiest. She's got to be all that. She doesn't like it when somebody else, when the attention is reverted from her. She doesn't like it at all. She makes it known. Now there's someone there that we have a friendship relationship. It's a male. She doesn't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And that's why
yeah.
I try. That's why I don't share anything with her. I don't share anything personal with her at all. I know that from the beginning. I don't. I say, hi, bye, how are you? I need this, I need that. That's it. But when it comes to sharing, how, you know, whether you like somebody or what's going on, I don't do that at all.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, no sharing, you know, the real details here.
I've never done anything mm-hmm. to her. In the beginning, I was always helpful with her, and I wanted to show her things. And then I started to feel, I sensed something. I'm like, something's not right here. Something's not right.
And then you pulled
and
back, right? And that's when
back.
She
like,
knew
mm-hmm.
something was wrong. That's when she knew that you saw her for what she was. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when she tried to start doing stuff to you.
People are smitten
mm-hmm.
with her. I mean, people
yeah, because
go around
she,
doing her
she
job.
Spills poison.
They do her job.
She spills poison out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Of course people are smitten with her. She is a snake. She knows how to weave a web. But there is an old saying, and that is,
mm-hmm.
ye what webs we weave when we practice to
mm-hmm.
deceive. And
mm-hmm.
eventually we all become caught up in our own web. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I stay clear
but
from it.
The end
clear is, from it.
Yeah. But you need to treat her with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
You need to kill
mm-hmm.
her with kindness, as they say. Because at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, okay, mm-hmm. we're going to need to take care of this. And now you're in a spiritually toxic situation with her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like it has tried to attack you at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It comes in the night and it makes disturbances, okay? And when it's there, you can feel it. You feel it
mm-hmm.
at work. You feel the same way when it comes at night to attack you,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about. So we need to go ahead and remove this. Because right now you are under demonic attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do suggest, okay, I can't control what you do, but I do suggest
mm-hmm.
you follow Lolita's advice and my own. And
mm-hmm.
I want you to reach out to me. Do you still have my,
mm-hmm.
well, let me just give it to you anyway, because you might not have it
okay.
and think you do.
Okay.
You have a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Write down my number. It's 443-319-3366. And
mm-hmm.
I want you to call me as soon as the show ends. So when I put
okay.
you on mute, don't hang up
mm-hmm.
just because we're
okay.
about to end the show in a little bit. I want you to stay
okay.
in tune with the show and give me a
okay.
call as soon as you hear it in. Or I'm actually, do I have your permission to give you a call?
You most certainly do.
Okay. Because I've got your number here. I'll go ahead and take that down now. I've got it. Okay. And I'll give you a call as soon as we're done. Because this is something
okay,
we cannot wait.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
trying to destroy you.
Wow.
Now, if memory serves me correctly,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
have a tremendous amount of ability. You still might have
mm-hmm.
a little trouble claiming them, but you seem to do a lot well now versus where we
yes.
started with you. Okay?
Yes,
But these abilities, when it sees someone and it's this kind of dark energy and it sees someone with that amount of light in them, it tries to corrupt them. It tries to bring them to the dark side. Okay. So you'll notice that your anger, your frustration, you know, all of these things have been, in a way, trying to come out. They've been trying to lash out. Your energy, your negative vibrations have been trying to come to the surface. We can't have that.
No.
Okay?
Oh, no. No. No.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get this done. But we want to thank you for calling in. Lolita, do you have anything more to add, hon?
No, I'm just glad to hear from you.
You too, Lolita. You sound fantastic, and I'm happy for your ice cream shop.
No problem. Thank you very much. And you called at the right time. It's a full moon. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Adam, do you want to stay on the line, or should I wait for your phone call?
Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show. We don't really have any other callers right now. So I'll just give you a call as soon as the show is over. You should recognize my number, but it's a 443 number.
All right. Thank you both so very, very much, and many, many blessings.
You got
Thank
it, girl.
You.
Talk to you later.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Lolita, sometimes it's about divine timing, you see? It's awesome how it happens, and we still get some of our old callers calling back in. It's wonderful.
Yep.
All right.
Definitely.
Do you have any final messages for the end of the show?
No, just for anyone out there that's are not putting a spiritual practice in the place for cleansing, you must learn to incorporate that in your daily lives.
Yes.
So you can keep going, and then always hire a professional to keep you going, because energy is out there no matter if you see it or not. And we'll leave it like that.
Yeah, that is so true. So true. So everyone out there, we want to wish you, the best upon your journeys forward. Also, a shout out to Lolita's Parlor, ice cream parlor here in Marietta, Georgia. If you're in Marietta, Georgia area, or you're here in Georgia, come check it out over here in Marietta, Georgia. You can look it up online. There's a Facebook page. You can do it through Google. It'll show up, and you can get the address that way. We want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. We want to wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night, love, and light. Bye-bye.